Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mini Crushes.
Hello, Minis. Yes, hello, Minis. We're kind of in a different room today.
Yes, we are. This is a little weird.
Well,
I was about to say we aren't usually in the same room, but that's not true at all. We're always in the same
always
room.
Always in the same room.
But we're usually in the little tiny, I still call it the Stuff You Should Know studio.
Well, it is.
But
it is what it is.
You know, it's technically what?
Others, yeah. Others, you do make use of it, Chuck, but it is
adorned.
Yeah, but
adorned. What we named all our
studios. Oh, it's called Bowie.
Dumb names.
They're not dumb names, Chuck. They're great names, and I came up with those names, sir.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You came up with all the names?
Well, there was Bowie and Eno, and then Bjork was named as a group on chat, and then Prince is the new studio, and it happened right around the time he passed away, so we named it after him in his honor.
Yeah.
They're all named after musical luminaries. We've got a conference room named Karen Carpenter.
You know what, Noel? I like you, and you're great. So I like knowing that. I think I was attributing that to other people.
You just hate fun, Chuck? Is that the deal here?
Other people that were at this company, and I felt like that stank was still on.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you kidding me?
We can't get too specific.
No, here. I know exactly who you're talking about, and that wounds me to the quick, sir.
So I'm really sorry.
It's okay, man. I forgive you.
But we're in this... Everyone should know we have these, you call it a shipping container.
Yes.
But what it really is, what's it called?
They're called a whisper rooms.
Yeah, whisper rooms. Yeah. So you too can be a podcaster because you can buy a whisper room, which is a little home studio. It's
right.
Basically a kit that you get that's a little sound booth.
Yeah.
And it can be a little one-person jam.
That's true.
Or it can be one of these big daddies like
for
we
have. For a cool 10 grand, you too can have a shipping container of your very own.
Is that how much these big daddies are?
Mm-hmm.
10 grand.
That's right.
Oh. But as far as the studio build out, it's way cheaper.
Oh, totally. That's why we did it. We have these two used to be video studios that when we stopped doing video, we just had these big rooms and to fit them out with, you know, professional sound, you know, deadening.
It was like 50 or 60, 70 grand.
It was more than that. It was like almost $100,000. It was insane. So we just decided to get these and build them in the rooms and they're great.
Yeah. I mean, the sound is good. It's a little odd being in here. With you.
Well, it's no odder than being in the... It's bigger. This room that we're in right now, Chuck, is bigger than the one we're usually in.
Oh, I know. It's much bigger. It's not the size that bothers me, Noel.
It's not the size that... The size doesn't count. Size doesn't matter.
It's the weirdness of it all.
Yeah. It's got fuzzy walls. That's a little weird, I guess, but...
And then my chair sucks. These chairs are awful.
You know what happens with these chairs? You'll accidentally, like, kick the little thing on the bottom, and then all of a sudden the chair will just go... Psh,
what I'm trying to do is sit up higher.
They're not good chairs. It's true.
And I'm trying to not tip backwards, and none of it's working.
No, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. We'll get right on that. We'll get some better chairs.
God damn it.
Chuck needs a high-quality chair.
So I have listed here under the first thing we're doing today, Noel, is catch-up.
Yep.
We did not record last week.
No, we didn't.
How are you?
My arm's almost all the way better.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd say I'm at about 90% now. I can twist better. Okay. I used to not be able to twist.
So when you've just been standing outside of doors waiting for people to come and open them for you?
Well, mainly I've just been using my left arm instead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
you have two hands.
I do have two hands. But
I
typically turn – it's really awkward, though, to turn the ignition in your car with your left hand because you got to reach over and
– Right.
Very awkward.
Yeah. My mom's sister, my aunt, has cerebral palsy, and I remember growing up – watching her drive and start her car with her left hand. And boy, if I remember correctly, she even shifted with her left hand. And I remember as a kid even thinking, get an automatic.
Seriously. Yeah. Shifting. Wow. Manual.
Yeah.
Reaching over with the left hand. That would be a lot.
But I think she did eventually get an automatic. But she also drove a Karmann Ghia at the time.
Ooh.
A VW Karmann Ghia. So I think she... Style over ease of use.
Got it.
Which I can certainly get down with.
Yeah. I've been going on some dates. Been back in the dating scene.
Oh, we should have a new segment called Noel's Love Life.
That doesn't rhyme, though.
No, that's true. Knowles Holes is already taken.
We'll woodshop that one. But yeah, you know, just
woodshop it.
Workshop
it.
You can woodshop it too. Take it back to the woodshop. You ever heard that?
I've heard take someone out behind the woodshed.
Oh, is that?
Boy, like, we're mixing
is that
all
a,
the
Is that
sayings.
A sexy thing or is that a murder thing?
No, I think it's like you're going to kick someone's ass. You take them behind the woodshed.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like maybe like smooching a girl behind the woodshed.
But you could take something to the woodshop and workshop it.
I'm all about mixing metaphors, man.
Man. Why am I getting a phone call right now from Plano, Illinois?
It's going to be a robot voice, dude. Don't
I've
even,
been getting a lot of those.
You ever get a call from your own number?
Not my own.
No, I'm sorry. One digit off, usually. Yes.
And how do – it's just – they're trying to trick you.
It's called spoofing. I don't know – I mean, we talk about it on Stuff That I Want You to Know. I don't know exactly how they do it, but it's like meant to be like familiar or like,
so you're like, oh,
weird.
I should answer this because –
it could be me from the future calling to warn me about an imminent disaster.
Well, that is the first rule of the future is your phone goes up by one digit.
Exactly.
Everyone knows that.
Exactly. No, it's totally true.
All right. So tell me about dates. What is that? What's a date?
You meet at a pre-agreed upon location.
Okay.
Typically a bar or restaurant.
Okay, sure.
Sometimes coffee, though less usual.
Okay.
And then if it goes well, you do it. You repeat. You do it a second time until eventually you get married.
Okay.
Yeah.
How is
usually
your...
on the third date is when the marriage proposal happens.
How have the dates been going?
They've been good.
Different ladies? Or?
Yeah,
you're dating around.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I often wonder what I would do in this newfangled world.
It's weird. It's all I know at this point. I wouldn't know how to meet a person IRL now. That part of my... part of my life is gone.
What do you do?
No, I'm kidding. It's just, I don't know. It's nice because it's like... Everyone you know, like, I don't know, with dudes especially, I feel like the hitting on girls is just like kind
That's
of like,
the worst.
It's not cute. It's, I don't know.
It was never cute.
No.
And it's as not cute as it's ever been right now.
I mean, it's one thing if you like have a mutual friend or something and then you like ask if you want to go grab a drink sometime or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when you just walk into a random place and see a cute girl, you don't just, they don't want you to walk up to them, I don't think. I don't know. What ladies tell me. Do you want us to walk up to you? I think you probably don't.
I think you can walk up to someone if you do it in the right way, sure.
That's true. But a friend of mine, a mutual friend of ours, a girlfriend, made a post about how like, she often goes and does work by herself at a bar. And she's constantly getting approached by dudes who think that because she's by herself, that's like an open pass to like, flirt or whatever.
Sure.
Like, hey, what are you doing on that computer there? You know,
But you know what? That goes both ways. There's also a very nice, kind way for that young woman to say, I appreciate this, but I'm actually trying to get some work done.
That's right.
So if you don't mind.
That's right.
Like Jennifer Lopez in Out of Sight. It's that great scene where all those dicks are hitting on her in the worst way.
Yeah.
And she's very nice about it and says, I'd prefer just to kind of sit here by myself if you don't mind.
I think that's a very, very good way to approach that. Chuck, I saw one episode of Fleabag.
Okay.
Out of context. It was like a season two.
Oh,
like mid-season episode.
Now, why would you do that?
I didn't do it on purpose. My roommate and his girlfriend had been watching it and just binging it and loving it.
Okay.
And they were, wanted to watch it. And I was like, I want to sit in on this and just see what it's all about. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
Great.
Yeah.
Out of context.
Totally even out of context. Like, it's like...
Well, you can still be charmed and get the show.
Well, it was the one where there's an award. I don't want to spoil anything, but there's an award that's being given out and something happens to the award.
Yeah.
So that one just in and of itself, just as a self-contained thing.
Well, it's funny too because, and I'm not sure if your roommates told you the story there about the award.
The bust, there's a piece of art like a...
Yeah, and the whole, that's a whole story.
Yeah, I don't know it, but I'm really excited to dig in from the start. And I was so charmed by the whole thing.
It's great, man. She's,
the guy that plays the priest, who's in, he's also in Sherlock, he plays Moriarty. I love that dude. And he's in an episode of Black Mirror this season as well.
And I watched that episode because the fact that he was in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and watched that single episode and boy, was that intense.
Yeah, man.
Ooh.
It's good. It's a good episode. Good ep.
God, so good. That show, man. I think the best thing about Black Mirror is every episode, it's Twilight Zone-y, which is great, but it's all so grounded in this could totally happen.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes it effective.
That's sort of their little hook.
The whole point.
Yeah, it's their little hook for sure.
Yeah.
It's
not outlandish, Noel.
No. I mean, honestly, the thing that's cool about it, too, is a lot of times it takes a little while for you even to realize what the futuristic conceit is. It just feels like this is today.
Right.
And there's some little little update to technology that's like a little different than what we have now.
Right.
That makes it kind of go over to the next level or whatever.
Yeah.
But Have you seen Midsommar yet? Midsommar?
No, I'm going to see that in an hour and 20 minutes.
Ah, lucky.
I did some schedule rearranging. I was supposed to record with Alex, but he agreed to push that to 3. So I'm going to go
great.
And then come back.
Nice. Well, dang.
And I'm so excited.
I read a couple of little minor spoilers. I'm not going to say it out loud.
No, don't say anything.
It sounds pretty great.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a little divisive, but it sounds overall like people are loving it.
Well, since you brought up the words divisive and the words movie, well, you didn't say movie, but you know.
I said loving it.
Since you said loving it, I'm going to do two quickie little crush to judgments here because I did see two films over the past week. I took my daughter to see Toy Story 4. And not realizing that it was in 3D, and by the time I realized that, that was like the only time available, you know?
Ah.
And you know how much I hate 3D, but I'll tell you, Noel, 3D in animated films was great.
Well, those movies are basically designed to be like rides or whatever, you know?
I never had seen an animated film. I think the last one I saw was like in fact, I know it was the Alien movie with the first one of the new ones. What was that called?
The one with like the – what's his name?
Prometheus. That's the one – that's the last movie I saw in 3D.
Interesting.
And I knew I didn't like 3D, but I gave it a shot again and
right.
I hated it again. But I really liked it for animated films.
Well, there's a big difference.
Like, really liked
when
it.
It's, when there's intention behind it, then it works. When it's an afterthought, it's just annoying.
Yeah, I mean, it totally works for this.
That's
the
cool.
Toy Story franchise. I don't know if you've seen the fourth one yet.
No, I've not.
But it just can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's hysterical.
I'm sure.
And heartwarming and great
yep.
in every way. And we had a really, really good time. And then I also went and saw the film Yesterday, the Beatles movie. Not the Beatles movie, you know what I'm
saying. Well, it's the one where the Beatles never existed except one guy knows about all their songs.
Right, and I quite enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah, it's a movie that is very divisive. There's especially, I'm not going to give anything away at all, but there is a scene near the end that has proved to be really divisive, and I would urge anyone interested in seeing this movie to stay off the internet because it would be a bad, bad reveal for you if you
really?
Knew about this ahead of time.
Huh.
So
divisive, like problematic or just like
divisive, like you're either like that was really neat or my God, I hated it. And
I gotcha.
That ruined the movie.
I gotcha.
I liked it. I thought the whole movie was good. You really just got to check your brain at the door. Do not second guess and overthink anything or start to think of plot holes or like.
But Chuck, the Beatles did exist.
It's a fantasy. You really just got to like. Go and try and enjoy what you're seeing in front of your face.
It seems charming to me. I don't know. It didn't grab me right off, but
yeah.
with this recommendation, I might check it out.
You could probably wait till video if that's how you feel.
It doesn't see exactly. It doesn't seem like a big screen necessity, right? Whereas Toy Story 4, I bet, was fantastic on the big screen and like the full experience.
Boy, it was great, so great. All right, so Noel, we got a couple of social studies here.
Social studies on Movie Crush.
One, I feel terrible because the gentleman who posted this originally on the Movie Crushers page, I said, hey, can I use this? This is great. He even responded with a sure thing, brother. Anyone, someone calls you brother.
It's like an internet fist bump.
It's very endearing.
I think so.
But I couldn't find it. I think he might have taken it off the Movie Crushers page because of that. And now I don't know who it was, so I will give you plenty of love later on, good sir. But he once I find out who you are, but he said this, what is your favorite all-time movie franchise? And that is a great question, and I can't believe I haven't asked that yet.
Yeah.
Do you have one off the dome?
Oh, man.
And I would say it has to be contained. Like you can't just say the Batman movies, and that includes Tim Burton and Chris Nolan – like you would probably have to say the Tim Burton Batman movies.
I think that's fair. You know, I mean, I think one of the most successful franchises is the Avengers and all of that stuff, you know.
Your favorite, Noel.
It's tough, man. I'm not a big franchise guy, you know. It's
What? You've got Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings tattoos all over your body.
That's true.
You have shirt
that's
sleeves.
True. I have face tattoos. I have the Harry Potter lightning bolt scar tattooed on my face.
You do.
I even have the glasses tattooed around my eyes. I look like a weird little Harry Potter raccoon. No, I'm not a franchise guy.
All right. Well, think about it.
I quite like the Lord of the Rings movies. You go. Give me a chance to mull this over.
All right. We'll just start reading some of these because I'm not sure I can name one off the dome. I mean,
You like the Indiana Jones movies a lot.
Yeah, but it's not my favorite franchise overall because one of them was okay and one of them sucked.
Oh, that's true. You got to tack on the shitty Crystal Skull one.
You can't just pick and choose here. Like, full franchise. You know, The Matrix was, I thought, great. The last two stunk.
Right.
I mean, I like these John Wick movies. I've seen all three of them now.
That's a good point.
I don't know if I'm going to say it's my favorite. Oh, you know what? I might go with Mission Impossible, although that one of those wasn't very good, too. Has there ever been a franchise where they were all great?
I think the Lord of the Rings movie.
Yeah, God damn it. No!
I know you're not a fan, man, but they're good films. They're competent fantasy films.
All right. Heather Keenan says, Romancing the Stone and I guess Jewel of the Nile is a movie and a sequel a franchise, or do you need at least three?
That's a really good question. How many films does a franchise make?
Yeah. I wonder if someone has probably contemplated that online.
I bet it's got to be three. Two isn't a franchise.
All right. But Heather, I love those movies. Certainly loved Romancing the Stone. And it does hold up. She says they probably don't. But
Romancing the Stone is first or Jewel of the Nile?
First.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I just adore that movie. Our friend Jana Riefegerste. That's a great name. I bet it's German. Says the Nolan Batman trilogy, hands down. It's hard to argue. Those were all good. You know?
They were very solid films,
Chuck. Not a stinker. What the fuck is that?
This is my Bane voice. It also kind of sounds like Yoda.
Yeah, I was just about to say, there's some Yoda in there. Oh, goodness, Noel. That was delightful. Duffy Johnson says Star Wars with James Bond a close second. Well, Bond... It's
Bond's
a great franchise.
It's a fun franchise. It gets less fun as the movies go on. It gets a little more dour and kind of like self-serious.
But overall, that's pretty great. Oh, well, here you go. I've even said it already. Ben McVitie says Toy Story without a doubt. I mean, sure, all four of those are great. Like near flawless films, in my opinion. Jay Frazier says, for me, it's impossible to look past Star Wars. Yvonne Baudet, our friend from Canada, says Indiana Jones. Okay. He didn't address the maybe he likes the Crystal Skull. You never know.
Well, it's like with Star Wars. You got that slump in the middle with the prequels or whatever. Yeah. Does that render the whole thing like a non-contender?
A three-movie slump. Although I think the third prequel was pretty good. I like that one.
That's the one with the fire, like with the lava fight at the end?
Well, that was good. Yeah. I liked parts of those movies for sure. I liked Ewan McGregor. No, nothing?
He's just...
You got nothing?
No.
No love.
No love.
Our old pal Kayla MH says, Lord of the Rings, sorry, not sorry. Fantasy may not be Chuck Jean, but the three Lord of the Rings movies are some of the best book adaptations ever made.
Did she just shorten genre?
I did. Jean.
That's pretty great, Chuck.
Our old pal Louis Silva says, Mystery Science Theater 3000. I wouldn't call that a movie franchise.
No.
But Louis's a good friend, so.
Yeah. I mean, they're great, but...
I'm going to give him a pass on that.
I think that's fair.
Daniel Jordan says Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. I love Back to the Future.
Yeah,
You said you didn't like the second one. I love the second one.
I don't even remember them very much.
It was a hoverboard, Chuck. He had a hoverboard. It was a skateboard that hovered.
Our friend Eric Yonner says, if you could only count the first two in the franchise, well, Eric, that disqualifies you. Disqualifies you?
Yeah, that's how that's said.
Alien and the Terminator. Good point, but boy, they made a lot of those movies.
Yeah,
and you can't discount 3, 4, 5, and 6.
How do you feel about the expression "throw the baby out with the bathwater"? A little weird.
I'm not generally big on axioms like that.
No,
no.
It's too visual for me. I just picture having a bucket with the baby in it and throwing it out like into the streets.
Yeah,
very mean spirited.
Although I will have to say, I do love the phrase "youth is wasted on the young."
That's a good one.
As I've aged.
Mm-hmm.
Because, boy, is that true. One of our oldest friends, and she has earned top fan status. That's a thing.
Is that like diamond medallion status?
Well, there's a little diamond, and it says top fan. That's
really?
A thing. I think it's new.
It must be new.
Yeah.
It's on the Facebook group, yeah?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
So Melinda Bacaleo says Indiana Jones, minus the last one. You can't do that.
Yeah. That's revisionist history, guys.
Our old pal Brett Giles, also a top fan. Have to go with the Bond movies. Tom Evans says Lord of the Rings. Jonathan Cooley says Star Wars. Boy, it's the same ones kind of over and over. I'm kind of wondering.
I was Googling, like, franchises, honestly, because, like, again, I'm not a franchise head, and it is kind of the same ones. I mean, because it takes—
You're not a chizer?
Not a chizer. not a chize head. But, no, well, Fast and Furious isn't coming up. People love those movies, as corny as they are.
People do. People, I'm not those people.
I'm not those people either. I tried watching one on a plane, and I couldn't even get through it. On a plane.
I think I saw the first one, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen anything since then.
I mean, I think that people like there's like a hammy kind of camaraderie between the characters or whatever, and it doesn't take itself too seriously. I appreciate that aspect of it. But on a plane where the bar of expectation for any entertainment is very low, I couldn't get through one. I guess that just means it's not for me.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed.
What about Rocky? Those latter-day Rocky movies people say are great.
Well, I'm with you, Noel, because Rockies 1, 2, and 3 were great.
Yeah.
4 was Drago. That one was okay. And then,
but then there's the Rocky Balboa one, and now there's the one with the son.
The Creed movies.
The Creed movies. That's a big
Those
franchise.
Are all pretty good.
That's what I've heard. I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
It's made $1 billion at the box office to date, according to the LA Times.
The franchise?
The franchise, yeah.
Good for him. I just saw there's a new Rambo movie coming out, Last Blood.
Last Blood. You got your first blood, and then your last blood.
But he doesn't have the long hair. It's kind of weird. It's not. To me, it's not Rambo unless he's got that hair. Got to
be greasy, too.
Zach Pointer, top fan, our friend in Japan, says Jackie Chan movies.
You just rhymed a bunch of stuff just then.
Yes, his movies have to be a franchise.
All of them.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
That's not
a franchise.
Fair, no. He's definitely a brand, you know, as an individual, but there has to be story continuity between the movies for them to be a franchise.
Totally. Our old pal Brandon McDonald does mention Harry Potter, but says Hunger Games is right up there.
Those are pretty cool, actually. I haven't seen all of them. I'm not a huge fan, but
I saw them all.
I enjoyed all of the ones
I thought were okay. Emily read those books and got into it at the time. She will dive into some
YA fic.
Yeah, she will dive into those occasionally. She read like some of these, you know, it's got to be like vacation reading, but she read the 50 Shades books.
Ooh.
And if you know Emily, she's
salacious.
Not into stuff like
that. I know. Nope. No, that's what everyone said about those.
But it turns out she is.
Yeah.
Let me see here. All right. Here's Nicole Parks, our old pal. She says Fast and Furious. Gives it some love. Grayson Heinrich says Blade. I didn't see those movies.
I didn't either. Oh, I like the Hellboy movies a lot. I very much like those. There's three of those, aren't there? Or are there only two? No, there was a reboot recently with the dude from Stranger Things, and it got slammed. It did not get good reviews, and it kind of came and went. But the first two Hellboy movies that Guillermo del Toro did are fantastic, but I think we agreed two does not make a franchise.
Yeah, I did see those movies, and I thought they were pretty good, actually.
They're fun.
Yeah, for sure. And here we do have a Rocky fan, Dan Williams. He said, except Rocky V, and I forgot about Rocky V. That was not very good.
Who was the villain in that one?
I don't remember. I think Rocky V was the one.
Is there a Russian? Was
with
it a Russian
son?
No. Oh,
his real life son. Oh no. Okay, I know. Rocky V was the one where he's a trainer and trains that Tommy Morrison guy.
Ah,
yeah, that one did suck. Probably because Tommy Morrison.
He falls on hard times, apparently, after his accountant mismanages his finances.
Mm.
He stages a comeback of sorts by mentoring fiery young boxer Tommy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Billy Joel's career for a second.
No. This is Rocky Balboa's career.
Okay.
That's funny, though. Directed by John G. Alvidson.
Oh, who was the original director of Rocky I.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
There's a really good documentary on his career. Very unlikely sort of... Or maybe not unlikely, but overlooked great director, John G. Avildsen. Maureen S. Moore says the Cornetto trilogy. Do you know that?
That's that's what's his face. Hot Fuzz.
Oh, okay. That's what that's called.
And End of the World or whatever it's called. The World's End and
gotcha.
Shaun of the Dead. Yeah, Cornetto I think is like a type of like ice cream cone or a pastry or something like that. I'm not sure what the connection there is.
All right. Alan Richardson says Evil Dead. I'm with you there. That's a franchise. Those are great. Our old pal Jeff Noel says The Muppets. That's a franchise.
Absolutely.
Those are all pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. Like, you can't hate a Muppet movie. You know?
No.
I guess you could.
I mean, if you have a heart of stone.
John Richardson says the Halloween franchise. Now, John, I wonder what you mean by that. Are you talking about the original Halloween films? Are you talking about the Rob Zombie films? If you're talking about the originals, I guess you'd have to include the new one sort of as a true sequel to the original franchise. But the Rob Zombies are in their own little category.
You had sort of made that stipulation early on, like with the Nolan Batmans versus the, the Burton. I think the first, the first batch of Halloween movies are, I don't know, those are weird though too, because there's Halloween 3 is the one where Michael Myers isn't even in it.
Right.
And it's just like these haunted Halloween masks.
Yeah, which the boys from Stuff to Blow Your Mind are both down with that movie.
Oh, I love it. It's great.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's just schlock. It's great. It's like really cheesy, kind of like B movie.
Schlock.
Yeah, but it's got like really great John Carpenter soundtrack, and it's, I'm down with that stuff.
Sure. John Goforth, hey, he works with us.
He does.
Yeah, John Goforth is one of our sales guys and has a great podcast of his own called Hysteria 51.
That's right.
Everyone, you should check that out.
Direct competition to my show, Stuff They Don't Want You to Know.
I know, right?
I'm kidding. We're all friends.
He says the MCU, just as a whole, I don't know if that's a franchise. Maybe. I would say the Avengers movies are a franchise.
That's the question, right?
But they all do link up.
Yeah.
That's a big franchise.
It's a giant franchise. They figured out how to really scale a franchise,
Joshua Hall says Mad Max, for sure. I'm down with those movies.
Yeah.
Christopher Rennie, another Toy Story vote. Let me see here. Paul Legner says, does Blade Runner count? I don't think so.
It's only two movies.
Yeah.
Again, we're the ones imposing this two isn't a franchise rule.
Well, type in, they'll ask the question.
I'm going to do it.
How many movies qualify for a franchise? And let's just see what the geniuses of the internet have to say. Rob Johnson says Star Trek. And let's finish up here with Andrew Ryan White. The Godfather, right? The first two both won Best Picture and have legitimate claims to best films of all time. The third, while not as great, was still nominated, and it gave us Michael Corleone's greatest line, just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Ugh.
That's true. And I'm on record as saying Godfather 3 isn't nearly as bad as it was made out to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sofia Coppola kind of gets a lot of flack for making that one seem less good.
She certainly does. All right, Noel. So we're going to finish up with that one.
The internet doesn't know how many movies are in a franchise, Chuck.
You know why, Noel? Because the internet doesn't know shit.
Yeah. It says three movies is in a trilogy. Duh. Two movies is a sequel. A saga. It even says a saga can be as few as two. So if you can have a two-movie saga.
A saga.
Sure, yeah.
He's in some old-timey.
It just says saga is an epic story broken down into multiple movies.
Like the Star Wars saga, I've heard that before.
Here's the thing, though. It doesn't have to be the number of movies. It's more about the quality of the story. Like Kill Bill was only two movies, but that's clearly a saga.
But is that a franchise?
Well, that's the question. The internet doesn't know the answer to that one. Let us know. Is a taco a sandwich?
Are you talking to the internet?
Yeah.
A taco is certainly not a sandwich.
Oh, my gosh, Chuck. That is a hot take, sir.
Is it? I thought the hot dog being a sandwich was the big question. No one thinks tacos are sandwiches.
Wait a minute. If a hot dog is maybe a sandwich, then how come a taco isn't maybe a sandwich? They're both wrapped in like a crust that has like an opening on one end. How are they any different from each other?
One is made with bread and one is made with a hard corn shell.
For a hard taco, a soft shell is basically the same as bread.
Are you calling a flour tortilla bread, sir?
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, I am.
Oh, all right. We're going to go on to this one because this, to me, was one of the most fun things I've seen in a long time, Noel. I often, when I listen to other podcasts regularly, kind of imagine if it were a drinking game, and sometimes even in the car, I will say drink when something happens, which is a repeated thing on a show. So you know what I'm talking about? I basically am asking the crowd if Movie Crush was a drinking game, when would you have to drink?
Right.
Which the real question I'm asking is, what stuff do we do too much?
Yeah.
And we got a lot of good feedback for this, so I'm going to blaze through these. James Diaz says, when they have to look something up or Google, which we're doing right now.
Yeah, of course.
Drink, everyone. Barry King says, every time you refer to a fan as our good friend or a good pal.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there were dozens and dozens of people that said that.
Well, it's a thing. It's clearly a thing.
Sure. But I can't read all of the people that said that.
No.
Because that was the most common refrain.
And if you did, you would have to introduce them all as our dear friend.
That's right.
And that would take ages.
Michael Williams says, every time Chuck introduces a guest as the great, great, that is for sure something I do a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I told him, I think I even said something like, you know, I'll let you know when someone's an asshole. But everyone so far has been pretty great.
Totally.
Let me see here. Sarah Nagy, our old pal, says, whenever you guys can't remember the name of a listener, the name of a film or whatever, you say that the listeners are screaming at their phones right now. Drink. And by the way, on the old pal, old friend thing, I know that I miss people that I have read stuff before.
Yeah.
All apologies. Hopefully you will get that status.
Oh, yeah.
But don't get your feelings hurt.
Here's the thing, though. You can't be considered an old pal or an old friend unless you have diamond Facebook status. So, you know, keep making those posts. You'll get there one day.
Let me see here. Aaron Amorosino says, every time you shorten a word, like mini a dish, that's my thing. For sure.
Yeah. A minute ago, you shortened genre, a two-syllable word, barely two syllables. The ruh in genre is like a quick syllable.
John.
It's John.
Brian Bassesi says, every time Chuck says, a couple of more, says a couple of more or a couple more.
That kind of sounds like a Midwestern thing almost, you know, or like a Pennsylvania thing.
But it's a Southern thing.
Yins, like yins.
Yins. Yeah. A couple of more, guys.
Yeah.
When Chuck mentions 1982, what a great year for movies. Drink.
Mm.
Let me see here. Our old pal, Stellan Carlson, says every time you run across a great name and remark about it, that's true. Everyone has better names than me. Richard Anderson, top fan, says every time Chuck hates on Lord of the Rings, and he said, take a drink, and I said, of mead. Get it, Noel?
I do. I do.
Our old friend Jimmy Mallory, top fan status, says every time Chuck describes a person as couldn't be nicer, take a drink. That's true.
That's not one that I've clocked, but I'll be on the listen out.
I say
that
a lot.
Okay.
One of our oldest pals, Louis Silva, again says, every time either one of you break into song, I don't know what you're talking about, Louis.
We're just happy people, man.
Norma Brunson, every time Chuck giggles, I would be toasted. That is for sure. Funny enough, Tony Klutwick, every time Chuck says, for sure.
Great for timing.
Sure. I say that a lot.
You know what I say a lot that I've noticed myself saying? I say lean into a lot.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Lean into. Now, we each have our things.
Yeah.
Lean into, there was another one. Well, of course, psychedelic
right.
Is the example I used. Or meta. I think someone said something about meta.
I do say that one. On Ridiculous History, I often say, as it turns out, quite a lot.
As it turns out.
As it turns out, this thing happened. It really happened.
I think you say that on here a lot, too. Yeah, these are great. This just is only going to make me feel self-conscious about my words. I'm just kidding.
No,
I've
man.
Been doing this
use
for 12
your
years.
Words. Yeah, you're not going to. Come on. These are your words, Chuck.
Julio.
Lean into it.
Lean into it. Our old friend Julio Quesada, top fan, says, every time either one of you start to bust each other's balls, I feel like I do that to you a lot more. That's sort of just a running joke on the show.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, it's sorry.
Like, how many times have I said, God damn it, Noel.
God damn it, Noel. But it's all in good fun. You know, we're actually buds.
Our old friend Jeff Noel, every time Chuck's voice breaks high and scratchy when he laughs, or every time Noel lets out a deep sigh. Drink.
It's too early for drinking, Chuck.
William Angus, one of our old pals, says Chuck mentions Lord of the Rings wasn't his thing. Or a great band name, of course. Let me see here. Brett Giles, every time Chuck says important in his charming Georgia accent. I've already talked about that. We change our T's into D's for some reason. Kyle Bowen says every time you shout at your phone, radio, or computer. Do we do that?
No, you say that other people do it.
Oh, okay. Is that what he means?
Maybe. Is that what he means?
I don't know.
We don't have radios in here.
We don't. Someone posted a correction here, which is really funny. Just not even like part of the drinking game. Just,
got it.
By the way, where's Corrections Corner? You got this wrong.
That's funny.
Let me see here. Every time Noel mentioned something as being very meta, that is from Mike Ireland. Sarah Law, one of our oldest pals, anytime Chuck and Noel gush about how much they enjoy working together. We like to do that, Noel.
Yeah. It's all very genuine.
Scott Thiel says every time Chuck makes a reference to someone's age, I'm obsessed with that, I think. That happens when you get to your late 40s, everyone. Joyce Byrne says a little tiny sip of light beer for every time Chuck mentions growing up Baptist. Still working that out, everyone.
It takes a lot, man. It takes time.
It takes time. Let me see here. Yvonne Baudet, our old friend from Canada, anytime a movie is mentioned and the other hasn't seen it. Well, sure. That happens quite a bit.
Well, especially when it's like one that I haven't seen and you gasp and you're in shock
right.
that I haven't seen this.
Sure.
It's like an affront to your
yes.
very existence.
Someone says, I don't know. Someone on here said every time Chuck goes, what?
Yeah, that's it. That's the sound.
That's the sound. That's the sound that wakes you up from a pleasant night of sleep, Noel.
Exactly.
Bethany, oh yeah, totally do this. Bethany Buchanan says anytime Chuck says someone very famously did anything. That is true. Jeez, Noel. Is all we do repeat stuff?
No. There's premium content in between those repetitions.
That's true. Let me see here. Dave Croucher says every time Noel looks something up on his phone.
It's not on my phone. It's on my computer.
Yeah, Dave.
Come on, man.
Get it right.
Seriously.
Vanessa Diaz says every time someone makes a sexual innuendo, I feel like we do that quite a bit. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just a thing we do. We're children at heart.
Brendan Rice says every time Chuck says, "Oh geez, Noel." Do I say that?
Oh geez.
Oh geez. Maybe I do.
I guess so.
Lauren Duke says every time Chuck says a movie is one of his favorite movies ever. I got a lot of favorite movies, everyone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I'm prone to hyperbole in that way, too, about lots of things. I'll say, that was the best cappuccino I've ever had in my life until the next one that I have that is somehow outdoes it.
Elisa Adams, every time Chuck says, interesting. Yeah, I certainly do that. Tyler Olton says every time Chuck pronounces Cary Elwes' name wrong. Cary Elwes?
Yeah.
That's what we landed on.
We had a whole segment where we came to terms with that.
Yeah, for sure. Let me see here. Let's do a few more. Grant Stewart, whenever Chuck does a PSA for the Atlanta Tourist Board, yeah, I like to talk up my city that I love, I guess.
Is that a thing that gets served up in the ad spots?
No, I think – no. He just means – he's being facetious.
Got it.
Because oftentimes when big movie stars are in town shooting and I get to interview them,
sure.
I always want to know what they think about Atlanta because I want them to like Atlanta.
Oh, of course.
I think that's a thing.
Oh, these are on the interview episodes. I don't listen to those.
No, I know.
Sorry. I'm joking.
That's okay, Noel. I don't expect you. We all got a lot to do.
It's true.
On that note, Anna Shrestha says anytime they mention Atlanta, well, it is where we are.
It's true. I don't think we're not too Atlanta-centric. I think we occasionally toss out a little local thing we enjoy, but I think we try to keep it pretty broad in terms of like
sure.
appealing to folks from other parts of the world.
Oh, so here it is. Our old friend Tobin Siriaki says, I always love it. And Chuck goes, what? Once every few episodes. That would be worth one shot. All right, let's do like a couple of more, Noel. Sherry Jones, every time you say trope. Well, I don't think that counts because that's a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Rick De Medeiros, every time Chuck says, oh, Noel.
Oh, Noel. Oh, you stop.
Andrew Thomas says, whenever Noel says picture in his movie snob voice.
It's a picture.
Also, when Chuck and Noel make plans to hang out. That's pretty funny. We've done that a lot. We haven't been camping still, everyone. Oh, here's one. Reese Surrett says, every time Noel follows a statement by saying, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. Listen here.
I thought that was pretty good, Chuck.
Yeah.
You do that.
I do a hard CK sound.
You do. It's sort of your fuck you, I think, in a very kind way.
No, it's not. I just like saying your name out loud. It's like I use it as a punctuation, you know?
I understand, Noel.
Listen here, Chuck.
All right, we're going to finish with Mike Sams. A little more obscure, he says, but whenever Chuck says he just missed out on a movie or television show due to his age. That is true. Just missed out on Transformers, Noel. Just missed out. A little too young for me.
What do you mean, like with like the movies or the cartoon?
The original. Yeah, I was just using an example.
Right, got it.
But I did see the Bumblebee movie finally.
It's so good, right?
It's really good.
I thought it was really, really sweet.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Totally enjoyed it. All right, that's all the time we have today, everyone. And we will see you in your ear holes next week.
Goodbye.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.